Welcome to the Journal Hijabi podcast. I'm your host, Sirin, and here we're all about elevating the voices of hijabi women in mainstream media through authentic storytelling. Without further ado, let's begin the episode.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Before the Renaissance, most women in Europe wear the hijab, but with the beginning of the Industrial Revolution and after the Second World War, this was a movement for the emancipation of women and other feminist organizations. This movement rejected the hijab in putting forward the idea of equality between women and men. A woman removed her spiritual and family values. The big capitalists, encouraging women to activism, began to use it as a tool and forced it to a new form of oppression. Hey guys, it's Serene and welcome back to Journal Hijabi. And if you're new here, Journal Hijabi is a platform where hijabis can be themselves, speak their truth, and tell their stories. So you get to hear about hijabis from hijabis and not from the internet. Join in on our weekly conversations with different hijabis where we discuss the stories of each hijabi and dive deep into the meaning behind it. You can support this podcast by simply leaving an honest review and sharing it with the people you know would love it. Let's begin. Welcome to a new series called Hijab in History. The history of the hijab has been a topic on my mind for a while, and I really wanted to take some time to research and truly explore the history of the hijab. And in my research, I found over 40,000 peer-reviewed journals discussing topics about the hijab and its history. So I decided to start a series of mini chapters where I will read from an article that I summarized and discuss with you guys the hijab in history. And today we will be beginning with chapter 1. I, like many other Muslim women, wear the hijab daily in public, so it's important and crucial to understand the history of women who wore the hijab and how it originated and evolved throughout the years. And not only that, but knowing the history behind the hijab that you wear daily will strengthen your bond with it and make you even more confident once you wear it the next day because you'll understand it more. It really is an interesting topic once you go into depth about it. So let's begin. The first article I'm going to read from is titled History of Appearance and Distribution of Hijab and Its Types, published by the World Academy of Science, Engineering, and Technology International Journal of Humanities and Social Sciences. In studying the history of the hijab, we note that since the creation of man, the veil was one of its most basic needs. This veil sometimes protects it from cold, snow, rain, and heat, and sometimes guard their honor and chastity. In addition, the cover gives a person a kind of beauty and accuracy. But over time, the human clothing, as well as other tools of his life, has changed its simple form and become more diverse. The study of the history of the hijab reveals that even before the Islamic headscarf has been circulated among some people. Now, I'm probably going to mispronounce some names while I'm reading, but I'm going to try my best. Vadzihi Fried writes in the Encyclopedia of the XX Century, "Hijab is a woman's greater antiquity." About the hijab, said the ancient Greek writers, Greek women covered their heads, but his face was left open, except when they were going to the market. Then, they were required to cover the face. Drawings on the cave walls, rocks, stone, and other places that have survived from the past talk about how the first people covered the nakedness. As for the clothing of primitive man, Ruth Whitehouse writes in his book, First City, the men wore a sort of woolen skirts and a waistcoat of wool trodden down, and the women wore a long scarf that covered all their body except the right shoulder. And so, kind of summarizing what I just read, this article so far is explaining how, since the beginning of time, mankind/womankind has needed to find a way to cover himself or herself. It's really interesting thinking about how there were drawings in cave walls that talk about how people found ways to cover themselves. And so, it fast forwards into more modern ways of wearing wool, and then eventually the hijab. According to historical literature, the hijab was part of the clothing of women in ancient Rome and ancient Greece, and was considered a peculiar subject of jewelry for women. The Greeks were mainly of the hijab in religious ceremonies and rituals. In medieval Europe, the hijab is also considered part of women's jewelry. The American historian writes, women of the higher classes of society did not dare leave the house except covered. Listen to this part, it's gold. Before the Renaissance, most women in Europe wear the hijab, but with the beginning of the Industrial Revolution and after the Second World War, this was a movement for the emancipation of women and other feminist organizations. This movement rejected the hijab in putting forward the idea of equality between women and men. A woman removed her spiritual and family values. The big capitalists, encouraging women to activism, began to use it as a tool and forced it to a new form of oppression. So, in summary, the idea of hijabi oppression has zero relation to the religion Islam, but everything to do with big capitalists, aka rich men, encouraging a woman movement against the hijab after the Second World War. Let me repeat that sentence one more time so you guys can understand it more. The big capitalists, encouraging women to activism, began to use it as a tool and forced it into a new form of oppression. After the verses of the Revelation, women covering herself with dignity and freedom began to emerge in society. As a result, men also have to change his view of woman. French historian Gustave Le Bon writes in his book, History of the Islamic and Arab Civilization, Islam is quite an effort for the advancement of woman. Islam was the first religion that has raised the rank of woman in society, and women in the East began to enjoy great respect, scientific value, and other benefits than European women. Will Durant, in his History of Civilization for the Arab Hijab Woman, writes about the importance of the hijab in the late 1st century. In those days, women wore the veil which covers the face below the eyes. This habit continued. The study of the history of Islamic societies show that women themselves endorsed the hijab and tried to initiate a new form of hijab to cover her body. In the tradition of Ibn Dawood, it is believed that Arab women began to wear a black veil since the advent of Islam. When it was revealed the verse of the hijab, the women of the tribe Ansar began to cover their heads with a black woolen material, and such passed God's prophet. With the spread of Islam to other areas, the hijab has been approved by the Muslim women of the same areas. In the travel notes, Portuguese explorer Taya Hiraya, written in the 16th century under the name Ground Travel from East India to Italy, we read that women in Baghdad go on the streets carrying a great deal of material, which is similar to the wide gown and called him chadil, but it is a non-black veil of color. In the travel notes, Peter Della Valle read that the hijab woman in Constantinople called Twaradza hijab woman in Egypt, Azar, and the hijab woman in Cairo, Mel. Some veils were similar to the cape, in which her ladyship, Holy Mary, is depicted in icons and paintings. British traveler Porter also wrote in his memoirs about hijabi women in Baghdad, "Baghdad, all women, both poor and rich, appeared in the public city, sadr. Family and social situation of women dressed in this sadr determined by the amount of gold fringe sewn on the veil. It evolved from the local forms of clothing in accordance with the ideological and social norms of society. Like any other clothing, hijab has its regional and social characteristics. As for the quality of fabric and color, can be identified not only the age and social status of its owner. In general, the study of the historical development of the hijab reveals that the veil has deep roots and, of course, in the development and evolution of the hijab's particular role, not only religion and social status and regional characteristics and ethnic traditions of the people to Islam. Thank you for tuning in and spending this time listening to this episode. If you could take 1 second to support this podcast by sharing it and leaving an honest review, it would mean so much to me and help us to reach many different audiences to spread our stories about the hijab. Let me know what you thought about this episode and tell me what you want to hear more of. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Thanks for reaching the end of the episode. We hope you learned something new about the women who wear the hijab. You can watch the recorded video of this episode on YouTube at Journal Hijabi. And be sure to follow our Instagram at Journal Hijabi to stay updated on all things hijabi and help spread our stories. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.